plans for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Another week, another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We plate this dish on a Sunday, October 30th, and the Halloween, October 31 on a Monday. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Matt Derry with you on Locked On Lions here on audioboom.com. If you're listening here or on iTunes, thank you for doing that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Here's the thing. Halloween is tomorrow, and I guess you could go with the trick-or-treat analogy when discussing Jim Caldwell. And we'll discuss, and I'll get into the 20-13 loss that the Lions suffered today at the hands of the Houston Texans. We'll read your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also your Facebook messages to me and your comments on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. I think that is a must as well, because many of you were upset today with the head coach, and usually I'll tease some things and say, oh, coming up, we'll get into what Jim Caldwell had to say, or coming up, we'll do this or do that. We got to get right into Caldwell right away, because there were two gaffes that he made today, which I think assisted in the Lions losing. Don't get me wrong. The Detroit Lions didn't lose today to the Houston Texans all because of their head coach. That's not the case at all. The Detroit Lions lost today because, number one, they only scored 13 points. You go on the road and only put up 13 in the NFL, which right now is a passing lead and a passing league and an offensive league. Heck, look at some of the numbers Derek Carr put up today and the Saints put up week after week. You score 13 points in this league, you're probably not going to win. That's number one. Number two, the Lions have holes. Okay? I'm still a believer that because the league is so watered down and because there's so much parity out there, the Lions are not a bad football team. They're in the mix with everybody else. Is Houston so much better than the Lions? Did we see that today? There was a dominating performance by the Texans, and oh man, the Lions couldn't go down to Houston and win. They had no chance. Not at all. I don't think any of you saw that either. But when you're allowing Brock Osweiler to carve you up in the first half, have a quarterback rating or passer rating over 100 in the first half, you allow C.J. Fedorowicz to look like the second coming of, Kellen Winslow at tight end, and that's been a problem for the Lions that they have not been able to solve all year, and it continues to be a problem. They didn't even have Kyle Van Noy anymore, yet they still, their linebackers still could not find a way to stop the tight end. And today it was C.J. Fedorowicz, who was, one of the primo guys who, took it right to the Lions. And again, not a real surprise at all. Yeah, again, Texans tight ends, 10 catches, 94 yards and a touchdown in the first half. 10 catches, 94 yards and a touchdown in the first half. The Lions have not been able to find a way to stop any tight ends all year, and it continues. And whether it's Miles Killebrew at strong safety, Raphael Bush at strong safety, Tavon Wilson Jr., who is the best of the lot, the Lions' strong safeties stink. They can't cover anybody. The tackling was poor today. The protection for Stafford today was not great. Wasn't horrible, but you could tell he had to rush some throws. And give credit to Houston. Their cornerbacks, Joseph and A.J. Boye, did a nice job on the Lions receivers, and it resulted in the team being 1-3 now on the road and losing 20-13. And again, your tweets coming up at Derry Speaks, your messages as well, your comments on the Facebook page, the Matt Derry fan page. If you don't even like the page, please do so, the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. But let's start with the head coach. All right, for a lot of you, you're not happy with Bob Quinn, the maestro, the new general manager of the Lions, for one reason. Not that he hasn't drafted pretty well because some of the guys have performed. Not that he hasn't picked up some pretty good free agents because some of those guys have definitely performed, including Marvin Jones. But you're not happy with Bob Quinn because you won't get on board until he fires pink slips, whatever term you want to use, Jim Caldwell. And for the most part, as the team won three games in a row heading into Houston today, Jim Caldwell had done a pretty darn good job. You saw some riverboat gambling, some fourth down calls. You see the guys competing, even when they're at 1-3 and very banged up. You looked at this football team and said, man, they're in this thing. They're in these things. They're playing better. They go home and they win three straight at home against three winning teams at the time. The records were winning, winning records. Philadelphia, the Rams, and of course, last week, Washington. Today, with the Lions trailing 14-3 in the third quarter and the Texans driving, Brock Osweiler fired a ball over the middle to DeAndre Hopkins, who appeared to make the catch, then turned and got hit by Johnson Benamosi, the cornerback playing for the injured Darius Slay today. The ball came free and it was scooped up by Tavon Wilson, and the Lions looked like they were in business. They had the football, decent field position, and Wilson was going to get up and start running. The officials run in, they blow the play dead, they say no catch. All right, so now we sit here at home, like all of us, sitting watching on Fox 2 with Chris Myers and Rondé Barber. You know what, I usually liked that crew, and we had Chris on the show a lot on 105.1 when I did the radio show, but that was not a good call. Those guys struggled today, not their best day. Chris had a hard time pronouncing Fedorowicz's last name, and Tahir Whitehead, they kept calling him Tahir. And Rondé Barber, I don't know, he seemed off today. Regardless, those two guys said, whoa, let's take a look at the replay. And the replay took a while for Fox to get it to us. So my guess is that the guys upstairs in the Lions booth were waiting for the same replay we were waiting for. Meantime, here come the Texans to the line of scrimmage, and they show two replays. They show the front side of Hopkins and then behind Benamosi. It appeared Hopkins made the catch, took a couple of steps, and had the football. And Benamosi knocked it away. Now, the officials conferred with each other. One seemed to think it was a fumble. One seemed to come in and say, no, and waved his arm saying incomplete. So you know there's some dispute with the officials. And then they show Jim Caldwell. He's got that red flag in his hand. He kind of double clutches it, and then he puts it away. You got to throw the flag. You got to challenge that play. Houston goes on to kick a field goal. Nick Novak hits from 33 yards out, and it put the Texans up 17-3. But in that instance, on the road, a 4-3 football team that nobody thinks is going to the Super Bowl, is there really a lot of pressure on this team? Oh, man, we got to really hold on to those timeouts. If you're wrong and you challenge the play and the ruling on the field stands, and Mike Pereira, even in L.A., the Fox officiating guru, said, probably not a catch, but take a look at it. So you burn one timeout. Is it the end of the world? Jim Caldwell has got to challenge that play. Has to throw the flag. Because to me, it looked like a catch to me at home. What angles do the folks back in New York have? Maybe there's a chance they have a different angle at the review center or whatever. Take that chance. You're in a tight game. You're down 14-3. Houston's driving. You're not scoring a lot of points. The Texans played pretty good deed today. Opportunity for a turnover, you grab it. Caldwell never threw the challenge flag. He was late to the party. He had it in his hand. Just throw it. Throw it. Probably not winning this division anyway. We're not in week 14 where... Throw it. Bad play by Caldwell. Then after the game, he's asked about it. And he said, well, the guys upstairs thought it was a catch, and they didn't, you know, the officials, they didn't, you know, they had argument a little bit about it. Well, if they weren't sure, then throw the flag. That was a big play in the game. I think the Lions, who can't force turnovers to save their lives, albeit the last couple of games, they've done it late in some of their wins. But again, no forced turnovers today. That's a time you throw the red challenge flag. You lose one timeout, so be it. How many times has Matthew Stafford led this team on a comeback in the second half without any timeouts? He had three. It's not like the Lions had one left or none left or whatever. He had three timeouts left, 5.5 or so to go in the third. You take that chance, and Caldwell blew it. Then at the end of the game, Matthew Stafford leads the team down the field, and with 2:53 to go, Matt Prater connects on a 34-yard field goal as the Lions drive stalls. All right? They went 39 yards in six plays. They went quickly. It was nice. They moved pretty quickly. after the Texans field goal, and they got to within one score. You had to kick the field goal. That's the right move by Caldwell on fourth down. Take the chip shot, from Prater with 34 yards to out. They go to commercial, which didn't it seem like there were 50,000 commercials today? They come back out, and here's Sam Martin, and it appears that he's lining up the football to kick it left and kick it onside. And I'm thinking, why? The Lions have all three timeouts, and of course they've got all three because Caldwell didn't use his challenge earlier. And they've got all three timeouts. Martin's been booming kickoffs all day, so you think the Texans are going to start at their own 25. And you play defense. Houston's going to run. You know, Lamar Miller's not 100%, albeit on the drive before he gashed the Lions a bit. But you kick it deep and you take your chances. Here's Martin almost quick kicking an onside kick to the left where the Lions only had four players lined up. And if you're on audioboom.com, you'll see the picture on the screen, on the podcast. So you'll see it like I posted it. And I'm thinking, if you've got six at the bottom and four on the top, why not kick it the other way? Or why not line up six guys at the top, seven guys at the top, and just go? Or why not send them in motion? It was like the Lions rushed an onside kick. And of course, Houston got it. And I love what Rob Rubik said. We had Rubes on the show last week on the podcast. I like what Rob Rubik, Lions analyst on Fox Sports Detroit, said on the Lions postgame show on Fox on FSD. He's like, terrible call. He's like, that's a 1 in 10 chance. Kick it deep and let's see if your defense can make a play. Now, is this defense very good? No. Is this defense good? No. Is this defense average? Probably not. But put eight men in the box and make Osweiler maybe beat you on third down. Stack the line of scrimmage. I didn't know Lamar Miller was the second coming of Barry or Walter Payton. Or heck, they were in Houston, Earl Campbell, Arian Foster. And again, Lamar Miller had a decent day today. The Lions had their struggles really in the second half. But he ran for 56 yards. It's not like he ran for 156. So, of course, the Texans get the onside kick. I just don't understand. It's 2:53 to go. You got three timeouts. Let's kick it deep. Another stupid move. Following the game, Caldwell asked about it right away. He said, we tried to catch them off guard. They didn't have their hands team out there. We had the advantage. And I looked back again. I posted the picture one time on my Twitter, and then I posted it again on a wide shot. In fact, Caldwell is correct. All right, the Lions had four guys at the top. So Martin was kicking left at the top of the screen to the Texans' three. Four on three? All right, great. How about moving some guys up? It just didn't make any sense to me. And you knew the Texans were just going to run the clock out. And then they had the field position at the Detroit 40. Game was over. I just thought it was really a bad move. And I know a lot of you felt the same way. And I'm going to get to some of your tweets and your Facebook posts about it right now. Because I just didn't understand it. This is one of those games, again, where the Lions went on the road against a team that they were very even with. And the coach just, you know, it just doesn't look like he's on top of things at times. Mind-boggling maneuvers and moves. And this was one of them again today. Absolutely it was. Tweets just rolling in. At Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Tree J writes in, your coach shouldn't cost you a win. Never, ever, ever. Ryan Hall, was a horrible call for the onside kick in that situation. Nathan Mueller, good coaching is the obvious answer for this team. Hashtag fire Caldwell. Jonathan writes in, Big John, Caldwell put some decorum on that decision. Yeah, little decorum, as Mike Sullivan always plays on the Valenti Foster show. John Weber tweets in, if the Lions had 20 guys on that side, it still would have been one of the worst coaching decisions in history. Jason Doherty, a poor defense, and he puts them in an even worse position. Absolutely pathetic. Jason's right. At least pin them back deep and kick it deep with that defense. Now you take the onside kick, you got 1 in 10 chance or whatever it is to get it. Right? Now Houston's got it at your 40? Forget it. It just didn't make a lot of sense. Stephanie K. writes, I said the same thing, Matt. That was one of the worst onside kicks I've ever seen. It looked like Martin rushed it. It looked like they were trying to catch him off guard, but it just did not make any sense. Hoggard Joey tweets in, you know, I think it was a good decision to kick it because now they might actually fire him. I'll take the loss if he goes. That's how a lot of you feel. Joey Hoggard hit the nail on the head. All right. Many of you feel the same way. I know you do. We've talked. We've tweeted. You've texted. A lot of you rooted today at the end of the game to see a dumb move by Caldwell. Why? Because you want him gone. Today looked like one of those days where he was just not with it. Two very, very, very questionable calls. Didn't make a whole lot of sense at all. Some Facebook messages and comments at the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. David Wojcik says, Caldwell is a complete moron. Lions won the last three in spite of him. Kevin Jeffrey, who loves to bash Bob Quinn, says, Bob Quinn made the decision to bring back this awful head coach. Great GM. How about that decision now? Jeff Corey, that really fooled him. Paul Savage, Derry, Houston only had two guys up there. That was the correct side. Bad kick. Sal Giacona, this latest Lions loss was a prime example of how a poor coach will not win his team a game, but can help lose it for them. He didn't help his tired and, again, struggling defense by not challenging that obvious second quarter fumble, which the Lions recovered, and by opting for an onside kick at the end with plenty of time left to pin the Texans deep and play for a defensive stop. I'm sure Caldwell will have another nonsensical excuse to explain both of these poor coaching decisions. Well, here's the thing. Caldwell, after the game, said, hey, you know, it's on me. Put it on me for some of the, you know, for the way we played today. He always takes the brunt, and he always does take some criticism, and he does take responsibility. With that being said, when you're a head coach in the NFL, and you have an opportunity to get the football back with that defense, and there's a call that's about 50-50, and one official said fumble, and one official said incomplete, you throw the challenge flag, and you let the guys back at NFL headquarters make the call. You challenge that. And as far as the onside kick, it was stupid. Didn't make any sense. Pin Houston deep and make Brock Osweiler and Lamar. It's not like it's, oh, we better get this onside kick because it's Aikman and Emmett Smith here. It's Osweiler and Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue. And the Lions defense is no good. We know that. It's not very good. And maybe Caldwell thought, well, this was our opportunity. I don't trust them to get a stop. Well, getting an onside kick is not an easy thing when you only have four guys up there. As far as the offense today, a couple of issues. Number one, I didn't think they ran the football enough today. Houston's run defense is not very good. Vince Wilfork went out early in the game with an injury. Brian Cushing is two steps slower than he used to be. I thought the Lions went away from the ground game too much today. Only 14 rush attempts today for the Lions. That's on Jim Bob Cooter. Didn't think they rushed the football enough today. As far as the passing game today, Eric Ebron had a whale of a game today. 7 catches for 79 yards. I know he had a drop, but I thought Ebron was open. Theo Riddick did what Theo Riddick does. 133 total yards of offense. Got him the football. I think you got to tip your cap. You know, I hate doing this, but you got to tip your cap to Boye and Joseph. Those are two very good corners, and Houston bottled up Marvin Jones to the tune of just 3 catches and Golden Tate to 7 receptions, but only 6 yards per catch. Every time they tried that bubble screen with Golden Tate, it didn't work. Anquan Boldin only caught one pass. Stafford today was all right. You could tell he was a little bit rushed. He got sacked. He didn't feel real comfortable. Cornelius Lucas spelling Riley Reif at right tackle because Reif was sick and has been sick all week. Couldn't play the whole game. Lucas having to check Jadeveon Clowney was a mismatch. So, you know, give Houston credit. Their defense played well, but it can't always be Stafford every single week. I thought Cooter went away from the ground game too much today. And again, the Lions had the chance to get the ball back and didn't. And as far as the defense goes, like I said before, the safeties are not good. Way too many missed tackles today. Tahir Whitehead, I thought, had a pretty good game today. I thought he was active and he was everywhere. with 7 total tackles, 4 solo. Tavon Wilson was the best of the lot in terms of the strong safeties, but his tackles all seem to be down the field. And oh, by the way, where's Ziggy Ansah? 1 tackle today, no sacks. And I know he's been banged up. But boy, oh boy, for a guy that's supposed to be an all-everything defensive end, you don't even know he's out there. Kyrie Thornton had a sack today. A'shaun Robinson played a decent game. Armonte Bryant played well, but again, he had a sack early in the game, and then we never saw him again. Defense just gives up way too many plays over the middle, whether it's running backs out of the backfield, tight ends. Houston went with that same Case Keenum-like playbook, and it was just Osweiler had too much time, and it was not a good scene. Again, no takeaway. They had the 1 takeaway today, excuse me, the Bademosi interception. Let me correct myself from earlier today. There was a turnover today. Bademosi on the INT. Not a good performance, though. Kicking game today was terrible. I thought Andre Roberts was good on returns. He tried hard, but Matt Prater, a missed field goal. Sam Martin had his worst day of the season, punting the football today. Not a great day for Sam Martin, for sure. Just a 44.6 average. Field position today was won by Houston, and certainly Shane Leckler, who boomed him to a tune of 51 yards per punt. Not a good day for the kicking game. So now the Lions have to go back to the drawing board at 4-4, and next week it will not be easy at Minnesota against the Vikings. Good news is it's another short week. Vikings are playing at Chicago tomorrow night for Monday Night Football, so the Lions will face them on a short week. But boy, you know, they got Josh Bynes back. He missed a ton of tackles. Seemed like they whiffed on a lot of opportunities today. The defense just has to get better. But, you know, you give Houston's defensive backs credit. They did well. And again, I just thought Jim Caldwell coached a very below-average game. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions for a Sunday edition, a post-game edition. 20-13 Texans over the Lions. Lions dropped to 4-4 and 1-3 on the road with a trip to Minnesota on the docket for next week. Not going to be an easy game, man, against the division leaders. Against a team that obviously is going to bring the kitchen sink and everything else. That's a good football team they're playing in Minnesota. We'll find out if the Lions can hang with the Vikings. But I thought this was the game they were going to get. And now having to go to Minnesota, going to be tough. We'll be back for the rest of the week tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Locked On Lions here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.